We're here on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, the third line down from the top of the Amud. Ki Osir Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel Omar. He said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Boy Ilfa, the Tana Ilfa had a suffek. L'divrei, according to Rabbi Elezer Rav Shimon that we learned yesterday, Ha'omer, he says, Ein lina mo elis b'kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, meaning if the kohen was mekadesh yadav v'raglav at night, and now he wants to do the avoda the next morning, and it's past amud hashachar, there's no need for him to be mekadesh bayom. There's no lina. The fact that the hands were left overnight, that doesn't undermine the kiddush that he did the night before. So what's the suffix? May kiyar maushi paslu. What about the mayim in the kiyar? Are they psulim belina? Because we have a principle that anything that comes into a kli shares and is miskadesh be kli shares is nifsa belina. And here the mayim themselves came into a kli shares, into the kiyar, and they should be psulim belina. Can we assume, therefore, this is the first side in Ilfa's Safek, that even according to Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon, who maintains that with regard to the Yadayim and the Raglayim that were subject to Kiddush, Balayla, there's no din of Lina Moeles, it doesn't passel the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim Laila when he wants to do the Avodah tomorrow, but with regard to the water themselves, the water itself that's in the Kiyar, that becomes possible because of Lina. Since it was the mind came into the klisharis to the kiyar and it was miskadish, the principle is that anything comes into a klisharis and is miskadish in a klisharis now becomes possible Belina. So mi amrin, should we say hani, these waters that are in the kiyar, lemai, are designated for Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. This is the tzad to say that Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon would consistently negate the power of Lina, Litzad Hechsher, and Lina is not a posel. We would say that since the waters in the Kiyar are designated for Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, and Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim Gufay lo posel bu Lina, there's no din of Lina posel as according to Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon. With regard to the Adayim and the Raglayim, the Lina does not in any way disqualify the original Kiddushat Laila. So too, the Mei Kiyar, which are designated to be Makadish Yadayim for Raglayim, should have the same din as the Adayim for Raglayim. So that even though Kli Shares was Makadish the Mayim, and the general rule is that Domra Miskadish B'Kli Shares Nifsal B'Lina, nevertheless, these waters, since they're designated for Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, and there's no din of Lina in Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, the waters themselves are not subject to Lina. O Dilma, shall we say, came on the Kaddush Lahu, once the Mayim comes into the Kiyar, and the Klisharis now is Makadish the Mayim, Nifsali. Lina always applies to a Klisharis. Rashi explains here, Dibra Maslo Dilma, that we could differentiate between Yadayim and Mayim. And this would be the Tzad L'chumra in Ilfa Safik, that Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon would agree that Mayim is possible. Why? Because in the case of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, Rashi says, once he was Mekadish, is Yadayim V'Raglayim, there's no Psul of Lina, that's because Hamayim Nigvu, in other words, he dried his hands from the water. So there's, Lina can't be Chal on nothing. There's nothing here. There's no material object upon which you can say there's Chalos Psul Lina because the Mayim itself is gone. It's been dried from his hands. Masha'enkein, the Mayim itself, that's an object and it can be subject to Lina. So the Gemara answers here that Ki Asa Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, before we had Rav Dimi, now we have Ravin coming from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Omar, he said in the name of Rav Yirmiya, who in turn said in the name of Rav Ami, who in turn was quoting Rav Yochanan, Hadar Pashat Ilfa, that after Ilfa raised this question, he came to a definite conclusion. and he established kimachlokis bizu, kach machlokis bizu, which means that to the same extent that Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon disagrees with the Chacham with regard to kiddush yadayim raglayim, and he holds that lina is not a posel with regard to kiddush yadayim raglayim, so to the mayim which was designated yesterday for kiddush yadayim raglayim, and it's in the kiyar, is not subject to the psul of lina. And may kiyar einu nifsol b'layla. The Chachamim, Rebbe disagrees with Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon and holds that kiddush itself, yadayim raglayim, is possible lina, and the morning after the night, after Amud HaShachar, the next morning he has to replace or redo the kiddush yadayim raglayim a second time around. The same thing will apply to Mekir, that lina is a posel. Lina is a posel regarding kiddush yadayim raglayim, and consistently, lina would be a posel with regard to the Mekir that one is kadesh in the Mekir. So that when the waters come into the Kiyar, and now Lila passes, the waters are a possible lina. Now, in general, let's ask the following question. How, let's say according to the Sheet of Rebbe, and possibly in the Havamin of Ilfa, even Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon would agree, that lina passels the mayim in the Kiyar, so how do we avoid this situation? What do we do with the May Kiyar? So that's called Shika Esakiyar. I'll spell that Shin Yud Kuf Ayin. And what does this mean? The May Kiyar were connected to a Mayan, and that's called a Chibur to May Mayon, and we're going to learn about this a little bit later on, that what they used to do was they were mishakim, again with an I, mishakim esakir, kodam alayla, and by doing this act of shikua, of the kiyar, to submerge the kiyar, they would connect the kiyar to the main mayon, and then there would be no psulina because new water is coming in. The suffix of ilsa is when there was no process of shik'u es ha-kiyar the night before, would the mayon become psul b'layla? And the final conclusion of ilfa is that this is indeed dependent upon the machlokes in kiddush yadayim itself, whether or not lina is posel, and therefore Reb Elazar ben Shimon would be mekil with regard to mekiyar, even if they didn't do the shikua of the mekiyar. Amar lefan of Rabbi Yitzchak bar Bisna, when Rabbi Yitzchak bar Bisna heard this presentation of Rabbi Yirmiyah, who was in turn quoting Rav Ami, so he said to his Rebbe, Rav Ami, Rebbe, Ata Omer Kain, you're saying this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that the Safek is no longer Safek. Ella, meaning but, Hachi Omer of Asi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mishmei de Ilfa. We have a tradition of Rav Asi, who is a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. Not only is Rav Ami a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, but also Rav Asi. Very often we find the Gemara Plukta between Rav Ami and Rav Asi about the tradition of what the Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan, what he held, what was his opinion. And according to this tradition of Rav Asi, Kiyar Shaloshiko Mi Ba'erev, that's if they hadn't done this procedure called Shikua, where they submerge the kiyar into a bar, into some sort of a subterranean pit, and they didn't do this before Shkiyas Sachama the night before, is Mekadish Mimenu Lavodis Laila. Although the Mayim is not possible Lina Balaila, but Lamachar, when after Alosa Shachar, Eidim Mekadish, there's no longer a hechsher, the water themselves, the water itself in the mekir is no longer kosher for kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Ve'havinon ba, when Rav Asi presented this statement in the context of Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon, that according to Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon, there would be, again, we're going to see there's a suffix method, but there's a possibility that the make here would become possible, Lina, if there was no Shikua Bebar. So they had a suffix exactly how to interpret this statement of Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Ilfa. Was Rabbi Yochanan saying Lamachar Eino Mekadesh to Lo Tzarch Lekidushay? In other words, that there's no psul of Lino with regard to his Yodayim, because again, we're holding now like Rabbi Lazar of Shimon, that Lino doesn't passel Kiddush. And if Lino doesn't passel Kiddush, then we should assume that Lemachar, passing the Amud HaShachar of the new day, the Mayim itself doesn't become possible. And this would reflect what we saw in Ilfa, Kemachlokas Bezu, Kachmachlokas Bezu, that Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, would consistently say that since Lina doesn't passel Kiddush, it doesn't passel Mayim as well. Odilma, perhaps that's not what Rabbi Yochanan meant when he said Lemachar Eino Mekadesh, but rather he's Eino Yochel Mekadesh. In other words, maybe when he said Lemachar Eino Mekadesh, he didn't mean Eino Tzarech Mekadesh, because the Mayim is still kosher. There's no psulina neither in Yodayim, in Kiddush Yodayim, nor in the Mayim. Or perhaps what he meant was, when he said Lo Tzarech Lekadesh, Eino Mekadesh, he didn't mean Eino Tzarech Lekadesh, but rather he meant Eino Yochel Lekadesh. You know, even if he wanted to, he can't be Mekadesh. Why? Ifsalu Belina. Because the mind becomes Posel Belina. And this is antithetical to the tradition of Rav Ami that ultimately is attributed to Ilfa, that Ilfa said Kimachlokas Bezu, Kachmachlokas Bezu, and Lo Poshitlon. And the Gemara says that in the history of the Beis Medrash, they didn't come to any definite conclusion about this question. And basically, you know, Rav Asi's tradition leaves us hanging with a suffix. Do we assume that Rabbi Lazar of Shimon would hold that just like there's no Lina, the Pasul, the Kiddush, so too there's no Psul in the Mayim Belina? And that would reflect the tradition of Rav Ami, of Rav Yirmiya, and Rav Ami in Ilfa, that Kimachlokas Bezu, Machlokas Bezu. Or on the contrary, it's not like the way we understood Ilfa, that the water is not possible, but on the contrary, when he says Lemachar Eino Mekadesh, he doesn't have the possibility to be Mekadesh because the Mayim is possible Lina. Umar Kaposhet Le Mifshat, and you, Rav Ami, were absolutely convinced. You're saying in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the suffix was, you know, was concluded in a definite way. And according to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, there's no psul in the Mayim, just like there's no psul in the Kiddush itself. In other words, he was surprised that there would be a pshitas of this suffix when, in fact, in the tradition that we have it historically, there was no pshitas in the suffix. The suffix remained an outstanding suffix. Now at this point, the Gemara wants to bring a raya from a Mishnah that even Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, admits that Meikir Nifsol and Belina, which would be like the second sad in the Suffolk when Rav Asi had this tradition of Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and not the original tradition of Rabbi Ami, that Rabbi Yochanan came to the conclusion that according to Ilfa, Kimachlokus bezu, machlokus bezu. Tashma, we learned in a Mishnah in Yoma, Daf Lamed Zayin. Ben Katin, Asa Shneimasar Dad Likior. So this Ben Katin was a Kohen Gadol. Rashi tells us in Yuma, he lived during the time by Sheni. And he created what's called Shneimasar Dad, which means the valves from which the water would come out for the Kiyor. Why the number 12? Why did he create 12 spouts, if you will, for the Kiyor? So Rashi explains, because there were 12 Kohanim who were misaskim b'tomid shel shachar, who were dedicated to bring the tomid shel shachar, and in order to facilitate the possibility that all 12 could do the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim b'vasachas simultaneously, it would have to be 12 brazim to the kiyor. The Mishnah in Yoma actually enumerates 13 kohanim who was zocha to bring the tomid shel shach, but nevertheless, one of the kohanim shechted the tomid shel shachar. He didn't need kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, because any avoda that's ksheir bizar does not generate kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Afhu asa muchni, and the Mishnah tells us that he created a wheel. Muchni is a wheel, galgal lakiyar, for the kiyar. Kidei, for what purpose? Shelo yu meimav nifsolim belina, that there shouldn't be a psul of lina with regard to the meimav. So this galgal is going to serve that function. And Rashi explains that hayu mishakin es hakiyar bibar, they would submerge this kiyar into a bar. As we said earlier, to create this chibur to the wellspring, and therefore to undo the lina. So the wheel, this muchni, was like a pulley system that would allow them to lower the kiyar and raise the kiyar into this bar, which was in the chatzer of the Migdash. And when they lowered it into this bar, the cistern, if you will, that would connect it to a mayan. And if that be the case, there would be new water coming in each day, and it was not subject to lina. There would be no invalidation, there would be no psul by leaving the water standing overnight. In other words, instead of just taking out all the water from the kiyor and replacing it, what they did was they lowered the kiyor into this bar, connecting it to a mayan, and the mayan gave mayim new waters into the kiyor. Now, what does this have to do with our machlokes? So the Gemara says, my love, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimoni. If we assume that this Mishnah reflects the sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, who holds that there's no lina in kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, nevertheless, afal pichein, the Mishnah says that the meikir would become possible lina if not for this new innovation of ben katin, of a muchni, to guarantee that new waters would come in during the night. So we see that even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, there's a psul of lina in the mayim. And this would reflect the second presentation or tradition, the one that's attributed by Rav Asi to Rabbi Yochanan, that even Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon agrees that meikir nifsolim belina. Now the Gemara wants to clarify. V'hami d'resha Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, seifanami Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. Why do I assume that this Mishnah in Yoma would reflect the sheet of Elazar ben Shimon, and the answer is because since in the Reisha of the Mishnah we're talking about Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, and we're not limited to say that this Mishnah reflects Rebbe, so let's assume that the Sefer also reflects the sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. It's not just limited to Rebbe. Now, how do we know that the Reisha reflects the Shita of Elazar ben Shimon? The Katani Reisha, with regard to the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, the Mishnah says, Bolo Eitzel Paro, that when the Kohen Gadol comes to his par, this is called the par Kohen Gadol, and he does smicha and he recites vidui, Upar Haya Ome, the par was situated in the Azara, Bein Ulam Lemizbeach. Rashi has a little bit of a picture here. We'll take a look at that in a minute. Is Rosho, the head of the par was Lidorom, and the back of the par, which we call the Zanav, the tail of the cow, was Litzafon. Upanov Lemairov, and they would twist, so to speak, the face, the head of the par, a little bit towards the west, and that was in the direction of the ulam. Now, if you take a look at the Gemara and Yuma, you get the impression that the reason why they set up the par in that particular way is because if the back of the par would be towards the direction of the Mizbeach, and the cow would want to relieve himself of his feces, that's not covered to the Mizbeach. And therefore, the Zanav, the back of the cow, was headed towards Tzof on the opposite direction, not Keneged HaMizbeach. Now, the Sfas Emes has an interesting sheds an interesting light on this sugya, and he says that the proof of the Gemara here is not from the fact that Ben Katan innovated this Muchni, because you could possibly interpret that the Muchni served a different purpose, and that has to do with Mayim LeMenachos. Note, as far as Mekidush is concerned, Enechinami, Ben Katan didn't have to institute this Muchni. But it has to do with Mayim LeMenachos. But the language of the Mishnah, Kedesh Lo Yumeimav Nifsolim V'Lina, implies that there's a more general, all-inclusive problem here of Lina, even as far as Kiddush is concerned. And perhaps the emphasis here is on Kiddush, that it's necessary for Kiddush. Now the Mishnah continues and says, Ve'hakoen omed b'mizrach. In other words, his back is towards the east, towards the Mizrach, Uponav l'mayrav, and he faces the Ulam. And again, you'll see this in the picture of Rashi, that the Ulam is towards the Mayrav, so he's facing the Ulam. Upar zed, now this par is a korban chatos. A korban chatos, we said in the past, we've already mentioned that it needs shechita b'tzofon, and the shechita is going to be bein ulam lemizbeach, between the ulam and the mizbeach. Now this would prove that the Mishnah reflects the shechita of Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. Man Shamet Leh, who is the one who holds the Omer Bein Ulam Mizbeach, has a din of Tzafon. So that if the Shechita of this Chatos was performed between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, you fulfill the requirement of Tzafon, because Bein Ulam Mizbeach is Tzafon, is Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. That's the Shechita of Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. And now the Gemara is going to prove from a Braisa that this is indeed the Shechita of Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. Now here in the Masifta, they give you two different siurim here to appreciate, you know, this sugya here. And if you look on the right side, you know, he shows you that the Mizbeach is towards the Mizrach, and the Pesach HaUlam is towards the Tzafon. He also has a tzir here on the left side, where he presents the alternative sheet that we're going to learn in the Braisa of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. The Kiddush of Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon is that even though the Kohen is facing towards Mairov, his back is to the Mizbeach, which is in the Mizrach, and he's facing towards Mairov, he's still considered to be in Tzafon, because the section called Bein Ulam L'Mizbeach is also considered Tzafon. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. The Braisa starts by quoting Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and Ezu Tzafon, because as far as Chatus is concerned, we need a Shechita B'Tzafon. So how far in the Azara is it still considered Tzafon with regard to the halach of Shechita B'Tzafon in Chatos, or in Kodshi Kodshim in general? So the Pasuk says, V'shachar osal yerech ha-mizbeach tzafona lifnei Hashem, and it's got to be Tzafona, so that according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, is keneged kol ha-mizbeach kulo. In other words, you have the width of the mizbeach, which is going from Tzafon to Dorom, and if you look keneged that area, so let's say again, the Kohen has his back to the Mizbeach, anything in front of him, directly in front of him, that's considered Tzafon. However, Mikir Mizbeach Tzfoni Vad Kosel Azor Tzfoni, Ukenegid Kol Mizbeach Kulo Tzafon. So that's fine. According to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, he cannot shecht in the tzafon of the Azor Shalo Keneged HaMizbeach, because that's not considered tzafon if it's Shalo Keneged HaMizbeach. The Quinter of Yossi, tzafon is limited just directly tzafon of the Mizbeach. And if you take a look at the area towards the west or towards the east, that's already in the Azara, but it's already considered. It's not Tzafon, because it's not directly Keneged the Mizbeach. In other words, Rabbi Yossi holds that when it says in the Pasuk, let's read the Pasuk once more time, Al Yerech HaMizbeach Tzafona, which means on the northern side of the Mizbeach, it means that the Shechita has to take place directly to that northern side of the Mizbeach. And if that be the case, then Bein Ulam L'Mizbeach is not considered Tzafon. Now the Braisa quotes the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Mosif, he adds another location which is considered Tzafon. He expands Tzafon. It's not only Keneged HaMizbeach, but Af Bein Ulam L'Mizbeach. In other words, if you look towards the west, that's also considered Tzafon. Rebbe Mosif, Rebbe adds that not only is that area of Bein Ulam L'Mizbeach considered Tzafon, but Af Mokom Drisas Ragle HaKohanim, when the Kohanim walk on the Azara, which is called the Ezras Kohanim, Umokom Drisas Ragle Yisrael, and even the Ezras Yisrael in the northern side of the Azara, that's also called Tzafon. Amol mina chalifos, meaning on the sides of the ulam, vilifnim, towards the west, is even that, everyone agrees, hakol modim, she'en, ein makom zenek ritzafon upasol, it's completely excluded for the shechita of chatos. In any event, we see that according to this Braisa, we're holding like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Because let's go back to the Braisa again. The Braisa, just one second. the Braisa says that Bolo eats El Poro, so the Kohen Gadol comes to his par, and the par was Omi Ben Ulam Luzbeach. Rosh Aladar upon of Lamayrov that we discussed before. Kohen Omid the Mizrach upon of Lamayrov. So the Kohen is, the Kohen Gadol is standing on the Mizrach side. He's facing the Mayrov side, and he does the smicha and the vidui and the shrita. That section would only be considered safon according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Okay. So let's just summarize. If the par is standing with his head towards the Durham, and its body is towards the Tzafon, the face again, the face is towards the Mayrov, then according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, when you enter into the Beis HaMikdash, you go through the Ulam. The Ulam again is Tezayin Amo, 16 what we call cubits from east to west. It's Mea Amo from Tzafon to Darom. This is all in the Mishnayos in Masechet Midos. And the par was standing in what we call the area Bein Ulam Mizbeach, between the antechamber and the Mizbeach. And this would be Tzafon according to the sheet of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. And therefore we assume that this Braisa, not only in the Reisha, but also in the Sefer, reflects the sheet of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. And therefore we prove that Mayim Nifsol and Belina, that even according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, the Mayim becomes Posel Belina, because if this Braisa, which reflects the sheet of the Bein Ulam Mizbeach, is called Tzafon as far as Shechitas Achatas is concerned, and again, based on the fact that Bolo Eitzel Paro Uparaya Omed Bein Ulam Mizbeach, that reflects the Shita of Elazar Rabbi Shimon, that when we're talking about the Par Kohen Gadol, we're talking about Chatas and it needs Tzafon, and standing Bein Ulam Mizbeach, that's called Tzafon only according to the Shita of Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Once the Reisha of this Braisa reflects the Shita of Elazar Rabbi Shimon, we should say the Sefer as well. When Ben Katin organized these Brazim, and he organized the Muchni, which would avoid the psul of the Mayim and the Kiyar, he was reflecting the Shita of Elazar Rabbi Shimon, that Mayim Nifsol and Belina. And that would mean that we finally come to a conclusion in the context of the Suffolk of Ilfa, that we're going to differentiate between the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim on the one hand, and the Mayim in the Mekir on the other hand. So now the Gemara wants to reject this and say the Mishnah of Ben Katin might reflect the sheet of Rebbe, and therefore it's not a proof for a Blazabib Shivitizbara. How do you know that this Mishnah that says Bolo Eitzel Paro is Rebbe Blazabib Shimini velo Rebbe? Because Rebbe also agrees that Bein Ulam Mizbeach is considered Safon, and therefore you can shecht it. So it's possible that we can interpret the Mishnah and attribute it to Rebbe. And when the Braisa says Rebbe Mosif Af Makom Drisus Ragli Kohen Makom Drisus Ragli Yisrael is Hashta Rebbe Ad Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Mosif, that you're thinking that Rebbe is arguing against Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, the first Tana that's mentioned in this price. So that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says that only Keneged HaMizbeach is considered Tzafon, and Rebbe is adding the Esrus Kohen and the Esrus Yisrael. But Ad Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, who holds that Bein Ulam Mizbeach Lo Mosif, he's not willing to go as far as accepting that Bein Ulam Mizbeach is Tzafon. The Gemara says it's a kolshken, it's a kal v'chomer. If the Makom HaKadosh B'Kedusha Kala, like for example Ezra's Kohenim, and Ezra still has a low level of Kedusha, and yet Rebbe adds that it's considered Tzafon, how much more so Bein Ulam Mizbeach, which is a Makom Kadosh B'Kedusha Chamura, it has a much more severe and intense level of Kedusha, And this is a Mishnah at the beginning of Masechta Kelim that says that the makom that's Makudish Yosef and Azara, that's one, right? The Mishnah in Kelim goes through the Eser Kedushos, and it has Azara, and then we go up to Bein Ulam Mizbeach. So for example, when we talk about Prue Rosh, whether they're allowed to go there or not go there, they're not allowed to go to the into this area of Bein Ulam Mizbeach because of its intense Kedusha. That also applies to Bali Mumin, by the way. So therefore, how much more so would Rebbe identify Bein Ulam Mizbeach as Tzafon? So when the Bryce says Rebbe Mosif, it's not only that he's being Mosif on Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda, but he's also being Mosif on Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, that not only is Bein Ulam Mizbeach Tzafon, but even the Esrus Kohanim and the Esrus Yisrael, which has a lower level of Kedusha, is also considered Tzafon. And therefore, when the Mishnah speaks about Paro Shel Kohen Gadol, the Mishnah reflects the sheet of Rebbe and the Sefer of the Mishnah, which is Ben Katin's innovation to add a Muchni, that also reflects the sheet of Rebbe. And therefore, it's very possible that the Mishnah would hold that Mayim Nifsol Belina, according to Rebbe, you know, it's just like Rebbe holds that Kiddush is possible, so too the Mayim is possible, but that has no bearing on the sheet of Rebbe Lazar. And we really only know that according to Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, Kiddush is not possible, but it's possible one way or the other as far as Mayim is concerned. But the suffix as to whether or not Mayim is to be equated with Kiddush is an outstanding suffix. And we have no final definite conclusion. So now the Gemara wants to prove in a different way that this Mishnah reflects the sheet of Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. Anan hachi kamrin, and this is what we wanted to prove. Isal kedaita, you're going to tell me that when the Mishnah says Balo Eitzel Paro Rebbe he, it is attributed to Rebbe, is lukma. Why not set the par of Kohen Gadol? But Makom Drisus Ragli Kohen, Makom Drisus Ragli Yisrael, the Ezra's Kohen, the Ezra's Yisrael. According to Rebbe, these are Zoros. The Ezra's Kohanim and the Ezra's Yisrael are also considered Tzafon. You can shecht the Chatos in those areas. And it's not Derech Eretz to be Makriv, the Karbon in the Heichal. That's not such a great Derech Eretz. And if you have possibility of being Machik yourself in the Heichal, that's preferable. And from the fact that the Mishnah says that the par was Omid Bein Ulam Mizbeach, which is right there by the Heichal, it must be that this Mishnah is Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, who holds that that's Tzafon, and therefore there's no option of being Marchik from the Heichal, meaning to do the Shkita in the Ezra's Konim, the Ezra's Yisrael, because according to Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, those areas don't have the status of Tzafon. So again, if you're telling me that this Mishnah is authored by Rebbe, then it's a very strange conclusion to assume that the par was shechted Bein Ulam Mizbeach when Rebbe opens up the option of shechting the par in the Ezra's Kohanim or the Ezra's Yisrael. Now the Gemara rejects this kasha and says that, you know what, you have a good kasha, but the kasha is difficult even according to Rebbe Elazar. Lamai, Rebbe Elazar of Shimoni, Lukma Mikir, Mizbeach Tzfoni, Ad Kosel Azor Tzfoni. In other words, even according to Rebbe Elazar of Shimon, you don't really justify doing the Shkita Bein Ulam Mizbeach because there's a possibility of being Marchik from the Kir Mizbeach on the north side all the way to the coast of the Azara. And that's exactly what Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, the Braisa says is Tzafon, you know, Keneged HaMizbeach. And Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon never disagreed that that section, Keneged HaMizbeach, all the way across from east to west, that's also considered part of the Tzafon. And therefore, why did the Mishnah say that the Shkita should be Bein Ulam Mizbeach? It's true that according to Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, Bein Ulam Mizbeach is Tzafon, but it's not Derech Eretz to shecht the animal so close to the Heichal. So we have the same kasha according to Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. Why didn't he set up the par for Shkita mitzafon HaMizbeach, which would be Tzafon, according to everybody. Elamai islach lememar. There's another reason why they were mamid the parah so close to the heichal. Mishum chulsha the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, the kohen gadol had a tremendous burden on his shoulders, and after he was makabel the dam of the par, he takes the mizrak with the dam in order to do the hazah in the heichal. If you're going to be marchik the par, then you're weighing him down because he has to carry the mizrak all the way this whole distance. In other words, we don't have to give any other answer here as to why they shechted the par close to the heichal, even according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. And if you're asking the question according to Rebbe, even though Rebbe Yosefon would include the Esrus Kohen and the Esrus Yisrael, but Mishum Chol Shu the Kohen Gadol, in order to avoid weakening the Kohen Gadol on this great day of Yom Kippur when so much is on his shoulders, we're going to be mamid, we're going to set up the par, Samach Le'echol Ben Ulam Lizbeach, and even Rebbe doesn't disagree that that's considered Safon, and again, therefore the Mishnah lends itself to the possibility that it's authored by Rebbe, not Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. And once again, therefore we have no pshitus, we can't be poshut from the Reisha to the Sefer Ben Katin, that reflects the Shita of Rabbi Elazar. The Gemara now addresses the machlokas between Rebbe and Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon regarding psulina bekiddush. So we're leaving the status, the question about the status of the mayim in the kiyor and whether lina poseles on the side, and now we're going back to our original issue, the explicit machlokas with regard to lina bekiddush. If he does the kiddush at night, does he need another kiddush in the morning? Om Rabbi Yochanan kiddush yada v'raglov. If the kohen, the first avodah in the Migdash, which is very early, even before Alos HaShach, is called Trumas HaDeshen. The Pasuk says in Vayikra Perek Vav, V'heirim es HaDeshen eshar tochal ha'esh es ha'ola al ha'mizbeach v'somo etzal ha'mizbeach. And this is called Haromas HaDeshen or Trumas HaDeshen, which means the Kohen takes a machta into his hand of gecholim, of these charcoals that were burnt on the Mizbeach HaPnimis, and he takes them out to what's called the Mizrach Shel Keves B'Dromo Shel Mizbeach Etzel Mizbeach, because the Torah says V'Eirim Sadesh Shel Tochel Eishes Ha'Ola HaMizbeach V'Somo Etzel HaMizbeach. So that's the southern side, which is on the east of the Keves and the Dorom of the Mizbeach, and there it's Nivla B'mkomo, it has to be swallowed up. So we'll talk Mirtz Hashem a little bit more in a few minutes about Trumas HaDeshen. But Rabbi Yochanan says that once he was Mekadesh Yadayim V'raglayim before Alos HaShachar for the purpose of the Avodah, the first Avodah, the Trumas HaDeshen L'machar, meaning right after Alos HaShachar, Eino Tzarech Lekadesh, he doesn't need a new kiddush. Shekvar kiddush mitchilas avoda, because the first avoda of the day is Trumas HaDeshen, and he was mekadesh himself for the tchilas avoda. That is effective for the continuation of his avoda during the day, even after Alos HaShachar. Now let's say a few more words about Trumas HaDeshen. So again, Trumas HaDeshen, which means the removal of the ashes from the Mizbeach, the Kohen went up to the Mizbeach before Alos HaShachar, very early in the morning, and he takes out these gecholim, these burnt out coals, which are in the tapuach, in the middle, the center of the Mizbeach, and he does this with a machta, kind of a, we'll call it a shovel, for lack of a better translation. He goes down from the Mizbeach and he places the deshen, these ashes, to the Mizrach of the Keves that leads up to the Mizbeach, and miraculously somehow the ashes were absorbed into the earth. Rabbeinu Tam, later on in Masechta Zvachim, on Daf Samach Dalet has a slightly different understanding of Trumas HaDeshen, and he is of the opinion that the Deshen itself was not absorbed into the earth, but we're going like the Shita of Rashi. In any event, this procedure of Trumas HaDeshen would be the first Avoda of the day, and it was performed before Amud HaShachar, before daybreak. And nevertheless, it's considered the beginning of the day's avoda, because it was necessary to do the Trumas HaDeshen in order to prepare the Mizbeah for the Hakrov of the new day. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, once the Kohen was Mekadesh Yodav Raglav for the Trumas HaDeshen, he's already sanctified his hands and his feet for the avoda of that day, because he did already the Kiddush for the day itself. And the Gemara now is going to argue that this psak of Rabbi Yochanan doesn't seem to fit with any particular shita, laman. According to which shita is Rabbi Yochanan going? Ila Rebbe, if he's reflecting the shita, Rebbe Ha'omar, Rebbe holds posla lina, that any kiddush that was done before Alos HaShachar is possible after Alos HaShachar. He needs a new kiddush. So how can he say Lamachar and Tzarech Lekadesh? But the Eil Rebbe Lazar Reb Shimon, and if you'll tell me, reflects the Shita of Rebbe Lazar Reb Shimon, or Omar Rebbe Lazar Reb Shimon is the one who says that Ein Tzarech Lekadesh Afilu Mikan V'Ad Asar Yomim, that a kiddush is not possible Belina. So why did Rabbi Yochanan have to say that, you know, since he was Mekadesh B'Tchilas Avoda for the Trumas HaDeshen, therefore he doesn't need a Kiddush? According to Rabbi Lazar, if he did the Kiddush yesterday, he doesn't need a new Kiddush for the next 10 days, or at least for the next 3 days, until he falls asleep, until he's Mesiyat Das. So there is no din of Psul Lina with regard to Kiddush Omer Abaye, and here we're going to have a Machlok Shin Abaye in Rava. We Olam L'Rebbe. Rabbi Yochanan is reflecting a new chiddush in the sheet of Rebbe, that even though Rebbe holds that Lina passes the kiddush, nevertheless, Rebbe holds that Lina is derabbanan hi. In other words, once the Kohen was Makadesh Mikriyas Hagever, that's what Rashi says over here, Dibramasa Lina. This is based on a Mishnah in Yuma that Bechol Yom Tormis Vizbeach Bekriyas HaGever O Samach Lo Bein Lufan Bein Liachav. So Kriyas HaGever, which means that there was a Mamuna, there was someone in charge of announcing that Imdu Kohanim Lavodasan, it's time to wake up for the Kohanim to do the Avoda. Others say Gever is referring to the Tarnagolas. But in any event, this is a period of time which is before Amud HaShachar, and the Lina here is the Rabbanon. What does this mean, Lina the Rabbanon? He Rebbe agrees that this short period of time between Kriyas HaGever, when the rooster starts crying, whatever word you want to use, and Amud HaShachar, which is daybreak, does not passel the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim on a Doraisa level. It's only Derabbanan. You know, it's according to Abaye's Pshat, we'll see Rav in a minute, of Rebbe, the Doraisa Halacha of Lina Poseles only applies to a Karbon or to Mayim, which is a Dovah Sheish Bo Mamish, it's something material, something tangible. However, with regard to Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, where, as we mentioned earlier, Rashi had pointed this out, the Mayim is already been dried up. He dried his hands. That halacha of Lina is only the Rabbanon. And the Rabbanon would not passel Lina or apply the principle of rabbinic Lina to the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim in that short period of time from Kros HaGever until Safra. Now, when you're dealing with the Drabbanon, that the Rabbanan enacted this halacha that there has to be a Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim to start the day, they would not impose or apply that requirement, the Rabbanan of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, for a Kohen who already had Kiddush Yadayim right before Amud HaShachar for the purpose of Trumas HaDeshen. Because let's look at the way people would view this, you know, for the heker to the people. In other words, people see that he did the Kiddush Yadayim for Glayim. They don't know it was a little bit before Amud HaShachar, and therefore that's enough to fulfill the requirement of the Kohen of Kiddush Yadayim for Glayim. He already performed the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim for the sake of the Avoda. He started the Avoda of the day with Trumas HaDeshen. And on a Drabonin level, that's enough. We're not going to be afraid of some sort of laid-back attitude towards Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Because again, towards Lina. The Lina, again, on a Daraisa level, applies to something, as we said, a Dovah Sheish Bo Mamish, something that's tangible that remained overnight. So now you're going to tell me if he doesn't do a second Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim after Kriyas Hagefen, that he, you know, when he crosses the Amud HaShachar, he's going to be mezalzel, he'll be lackadaisical with regard to a real Kiddush, a real Lina Doraisa. In other words, we had a Gemara earlier on Daf Yutes that the source of Rebbe, why you need a new Kiddush Yadayim with the new day is Begishtam. What Abai is claiming is that's only an asmachta. On a Doraisa level, there's no psul of Lina, even according to Rebbe, with regard to Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, because there's nothing tangible that was subject to Lina. And therefore, if the entire in the entire sheet of Rebbe, as far as Lina is only the Rabbanon with regard to Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, therefore they're not going to be machmir in the case where the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim was done right at the point of Kros HaGever, and to require another Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim Ad Safra after Amud HaShachar, and therefore Lo Paslo Lina. But Rava has a different answer to this question about Rabbi Yochanan. Exactly which sheet is Rabbi Yochanan reflecting here? He says that Rabbi Yochanan is going according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Liolam Ki Rabbi Elazar B'Rabbi Shimon. He, in other words, Rabbi Yochanan's statement, his ruling, it reflects the shita of what he says. Kfar Kidesh Mitchilas Avoda is according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. V'ra Rabbi Yochanan Dvarav Bitchilas Avoda V'lo B'Sof Avoda. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan has he disagrees to some extent with Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. He accepts Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon in one point, but rejects it in another point. As far as Tchilas Avoda is concerned, in other words, when the Kohen was Makadish himself before Amud HaShachar for the sake of Trumas HaDeshen, then he agrees that there's no psul of Lina and he doesn't require a new Kiddush. But he doesn't accept the Shita of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. If let's say, for example, at Lila, in the middle of the night, the Kohen was Makadish Yodav Ragla for Aktoras HaImurim, for Aktoras HaChalovim. That's already called Sof Avoda. In other words, the Avoda of that Karban began the day before, and the night now follows the day. That's the end of the Avoda, that Karban is Aktoras HaImurim. That's Sof Avoda. And the Kiddush that he does for the sake of the Avodas Lila, of the Sof Avoda, that's not going to retain its freshness, its validity, into the next day. And he needs a new Kiddush. At this point, Rabbi Yochanan is kind of a middle compromise sheet here between Rebbe and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Now, he accepts Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon fundamentally that there is such a halacha of Ein Lina Poselis B'Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, but he's not willing to extend that as far as Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon would be willing to extend it, and include Sof Avoda when he did the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim at night. Now the Gemara attacks Rava. Meisve, we have a Mishnah in Tamid, and the Mishnah says that Ra'u Echav HaKohanim Sheyorad, if the Kohanim saw that the Kohen who did the Haromas HaDeshen from the Mizbeach, he comes down from the Mizbeach and he places the Gecholim, these coals, on the Mizrach of the Keves. Vehem Ratzu Ubo. And they quickly enter into the area of Bein Ulam L'Mizbeach. Mi'aru V'kidshu Yedeim V'Raglem and Akiyar. And the Gemara now says, Bishleim L'Abaye. We can understand this Mishnah in Tamid according to Abaye. Demokim Le'i, because he understands Rabbi Yochanan, when he was Mekadesh Yodav and Raglav L'Trumas Hadesh, he doesn't need a Kiddush L'Mochar, Kerevi, according to Rebbe, that even though Rebbe holds Lina Poselis HaKiddush, nevertheless, Moda Rebbe Bikur Sagever, Bikur Sagever Yad Safra, that if he's Mekadesh at the point of Kriya Sagever, before Amud HaShachar, Lo Poselu Lina, there's no Psul in the Lina of the Kiddush, as far as the Kiddush is concerned, even though technically he did the Kiddush at the time, which is called Laila, nevertheless, there's no Psul of Lina, as far as Yodayim is concerned, because the whole psul is only Drabbanon, and we could, that if he did the Kiddush, if he did the Kiddush before Kriyas HaGever, it's fine. Oh. So now, let's say, for example, if he did the Kiddush after Kriyas HaGever, before Amud HaShachar, people will think that he did the Kiddush Yodayim for Aglayim by day, so there's no Drabbanon here to require a new Kiddush, and there's no psul of Lina on this Drabbanon psul. So therefore, if he's Mekadesh Yodav Ragla Truma Sadesh, he doesn't need to again repeat a Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim for the Avoda after Amud HaShachar. Then we could say Hamani, the author of this Mishnah in Tomid, is Rebbe here. And therefore the Mishnah says that the Kohanim would be Mekadesh after Kriyas HaGever. Because again, if they were Mekadesh before Kriyas HaGever, then there would be a Psul of Lina. And that's Rebbe Shita. Rebbe holds that only a Kiddush after Kriyas HaGever, which means before Amud HaShachar, but in that very short period of time, that Kiddush is not subject to a Psul of Lina. But if the Kiddush was done before Kriyas HaGever, and that's the case here in this Mishnah in Tamid, Heim Ratzu Bo Mirav Vikish Yedeim V'Raglayim Akiyor. That's why did they rush? It was because it was after Kriyas HaGever. That was okay, but before Kriyas HaGever would not be acceptable. They'd need another Kiddush after Amud HaShachar. L'Rava D'Mokim Lo Reb Lozer Reb Shimon. If he interprets Reb Yochanan that Kiddush L'Trumas HaDeshen is a Kiddush that's Chal even after Amud HaShachar without Lina, is that reflects the Shita Reb Lozer Reb Shimon. That Lina ain't a posel sakidush avol Rebbe, but according to Rebbe, that Lina passes the kiddush, and that's a doraisa halacha according to Rava's interpretation of Yochanan. Is even if he was mekadesh mikros hagever at safra posel Lina, because a psul Lina doraisa applies whenever the kiddush yadayim reglayim was done before Amud HaShachar, which is technically called Laila. So even though Kriyas HaGever has already passed and the rooster is cackle doing, but nevertheless, it's still considered Laila, and therefore the Kiddush is not going to help for the morning, because Lina Poselis Hamani, this Mishnah in Tomid, that the Kohanim were Mekadesh, the Yadayim for Aglayim before Alos HaShachar, whose Shita is it? E Rebbe, if it's Rebbe Poselo Lina, Rava holds in the context of Rabbi Yochanan that Rebbe would agree that there's a psul lina doraisa, even if the kiddush was done very very close to Amud HaShachar, but it was done during a time period of Kriyas HaGever, which is technically laila, and therefore he needs a new kiddush. So how could the Mishnah say the kohanim were mekadesh before Alos HaShachar? Ve'ik Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, who holds that lina ain't a posel sakiddush, and therefore the kiddush of the kohanim before Amud HaShachar, before Alos HaShachar, is not subject to a psul lina, but nevertheless, according to that shita, you cannot interpret the Mishnah, because according to the shita of Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, there was no need for the kohanim to be mekadesh at Kriyas HaGever, at Kriyas HaGever. To Omar, because according to Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, if the kohen was mekadesh yodav raglav, afilu mikan v'yadasar yomein etzorach lekadesh, there's no din of psul lina. So why does the Mishnah say that the Kohanim were urgently running to do a Kiddush at the point of Krus HaGever. So the Gemara now defends Rava and interprets the Mishnah Li'olam. We can interpret the Mishnah in Talmud K'Rav Elazar of Shimon, who holds that Linain and Poselis at all in Kiddush. Aye, the Mishnah says the Kohanim were urgently running to be Mekadesh Yedeyim at Krus HaGever, which implies that the Kiddush beforehand would have been possible. No, the Mishnah is not dealing with Kohanim who are Mekadesh beforehand. Hachamai Askinon B'Kohanei Chadatei. These are Kohanim Chadosh, a new Kohanim that never did any Avodah. Therefore, they never had the Kiddush Yadayim. They never did the Rechitzas Yadayim V'Raglayim. Now they're coming to serve in the Mikdash for the first time. And since they were not Rechutzei Yadayim V'Raglayim, they need a Kiddush. Even according to Rav Elazar of Shimon, that first Kiddush is absolutely critical and indispensable. And the Kiddush of the Mishnah here in Talmud is that they could be Mekadesh before Alos HaShachar, and that Kiddush would not be possible Lina, because it reflects the sheet of Rav Elazar of Shimon that there's no psul of Lina for Asar Yomim. In other words, the Kohanim who already did the old-timers, the Vatikim, as we call them, who already did Avodah from yesterday, the Mekadesh Yadayim V'Raglayim, they would certainly not need a Kiddush according to Rav Elazar of Shimon at all. There would be no urgency to do a Kiddush because the Kiddush lasts for 10 days. There's no psul of Lina. But as far as a brand new Kohen who's never done his Kiddush, he was never Rochets Yodav or Aglov, he needs that first Kiddush. The Mishnah wants to tell us he'll do that first Kiddush at the point of Krus HaGever, before Amud HaShachar, and he doesn't need another Kiddush after Amud HaShachar, because we hold like Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, who holds that there's no psul lina with regard to Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. At this point, the Gemara is going to present a new suffix about a Kohen who leaves the Azara with that pasul's the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, and that Mirtz Hashem will pick up in the next shiur.